You're on Texas Standard Time.
Dear Speaker Ryan, we write to ask that the House of Representatives immediately begin a serious debate and vote on the use of military force in Syria. So begins a letter to House Speaker Paul Ryan. It's been signed by lots of members of Congress, including several from Texas, here to join us to talk about what the significance of this letter might be. Jeremy Suri, professor and Mack Brown Distinguished Chair for Leadership in Global Affairs at the LBJ School at UT Austin. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me on.
This letter seems to be saying that the president should not be able to send more forces to Syria, especially in the absence of what the administration's wanting to claim is a victory over ISIS.
Right. So Congress is making, or at least the writers of this letter are making, a very logical argument, which is that the authorization for the use of military force does not give the president a blank check to send forces wherever he wishes in perpetuity. So they're asking for some authorization, and they're asking for the discussion with the White House and the Department of Defense as to what we're doing, with certain limits upon what we're doing.
How long have we had this particular authorization in place?
So this authorization for the use of military force actually goes back to the days after 9/11.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, so this is part of the war on terror.
Yeah.
And the justification for American force, not just in Iraq, but the use of force throughout the region, was in fighting al-Qaeda and then fighting ISIS. And part of the point now is that this has gone on for quite a while.
Well, it has, and there have also been calls for quite a while for there to be a reauthorization if, in fact, troops are going to be sent. Is this letter going to make a difference?
Well, I think it will, because the letter does have some Republican signers and some Republican support, and we are going into a midterm election. That's going to be a very tough election for the majority party, the Republican Party. And American military activity in Syria and elsewhere, such as it is not popular with most Americans. So I do think this is an
issue. That brings us to another question. Is this letter that's been sent to Speaker Ryan, is it really about seeking a reauthorization, or is it about eliminating taking away that power from the president?
Great question. I think there are multiple agendas at work here. There are those who want to limit American activity in the region and want to use this as a wedge against what they see as perpetual war. Mm-hmm. There are others who want to actually raise the American commitment and want to see this as a basis for that. And then third, I think most significant of all, there are those in Congress who want to reassert, as the letter says, congressional privilege and congressional rights to be consulted in a way they have not been consulted by this administration.
I'm wondering, maybe too soon to tie all this together, but this morning I woke up to a report on NPR talking about an address, the State of the Nation address that Vladimir Putin was delivering. You're smiling already. Vladimir Putin was flexing a lot of rhetorical military muscle there, sounded like.
Or, as my children saw it, he was a boy trying to show off his new toys to the world and say, look, I matter. I'm strong, too. We've reached actually a caricatured moment in our international politics where we have the President of the United States, the leader of North Korea, and the President of Russia all trying to one-up the other by showing that they're tougher and have nicer toys. And it's actually quite pathetic. What we're not talking about is diplomacy. And in the case of Syria, what we're not talking about are the full range of foreign policy options the United States should have. One of the reasons members of Congress signed this letter is because they want the administration to actually put together a policy, and they want a public discussion of what this policy is, not simply a parading of American muscle.
As long as Russia continues to fund and support, in a lot of cases, it seems to be mercenary forces there, shouldn't the U.S. have a military presence there? Should there not be an ongoing check over what the Russians are doing in that region?
Well, there's no point in having a military presence if our military presence is not making the situation better for those on the ground, nor actually containing Russian power. So far, we've been very ineffective at containing Russian influence in Syria. So I'm not an expert on the military affairs in Syria, and I would support limited military action that actually achieved our aims. But right now, the members of Congress, the 100 or so who signed this letter, seem to believe our military force is not achieving our aims there.
Maybe we should try diplomacy.
It would seem so, and maybe we should have a fuller discussion with the State Department about its role in the region.
Jeremy Suri, professor and Mack Brown Distinguished Chair for Leadership in Global Affairs at the LBJ School, UT Austin. Thanks so much for speaking with
us. Thanks for having me on.